بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد beloved brothers respected elders all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who by his infinite grace mercy has blessed us with the wealth of iman may Allah pak keep us with iman may Allah pak take us away from this world in the state of perfect iman and on the day of qiyamah may Allah pak resurrect us with perfect iman all praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has included all of us to be in this beautiful ummah of the last Nabi, the final Nabi, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, it is no achievement on our part. It is only the kindness and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. How many are there, my beloved brothers? Actually, every child is born with iman. But how many are there who die with iman? Who's got the guarantee, my beloved? Nobody's wealth can assist him. Nobody's intelligence can assist him. Nobody's piety can assist him. Nobody's lineage can assist him. Except the mercy of Allah. Except the mercy of Allah. Imagine in the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a scribe to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning as the ayats of Quran were revealed, the scribe used to write it down. And one day one bad thought came into his heart that these are not the words of Allah. That person, so close to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, left the fold of Islam. Who's got guarantee? The uncle of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Talib, my beloved friends and elders, by the qasam of Allah, if this entire ummah at present time try to do good to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of us collectively cannot do that amount of good which the uncle of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Talib, did to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is the help. I mean, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam was orphaned at an extremely early age. Imagine as if Abu Talib adopted him, protected him. Yet, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. You see, as far as the conviction that Abu Talib had in his heart, that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam is doing is the truth. It is said Abu Talib even advised his two sons, Ali radiallahu anhu and Jafar radiallahu anhu, that what your cousin is doing is right. The open, unseen help of Allah, Allah showed Abu Talib. And as far as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his protection. Imagine that day when the leaders of the Arabs came, and they come to Abu Talib and say, tell your nephew, if he feels he's mentally handicapped, we will get him any doctor he wants of that time to cure him of this. If he feels he needs to be the leader of the entire Arab Peninsula, granted. If he feels he needs the wealth or the any amount of wealth, Allahu Akbar, whatever he desires, we give it to him. And if Abu Talib feels that he wants to be our leader, he got it. And if he feels he wants any woman, we will get it for him. But just tell your nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give up the invitation towards one Allah. Give up the da'wah of La ilaha illallah. Give up the da'wah of La ilaha illallah. My beloved friends, can you imagine Nabi alayhi salam's reaction? Allah make this ummah understand this in this Ramadan. Myself firstly and yours. That more than we are shopkeepers and accountants and lawyers and doctors, and even more than we make sajda to Allah, our actual object is to see that this kalima reaches every rich, poor, black, white man. Because this is what our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Nabi alayhi salam responded. He said, oh Abu Talib, tell them, even if they put the sun in my one hand, depicting every type of difficulty, persecution, prosecution, every type, to the extent of even execution. But I will never, that is on the sun on the one hand, and on the other hand, they give me every comfort that there can be, meaning the moon in the other hand. By the qasam of Allah, I will never, ever stop the invitation
towards La ilaha illallah.
That person, Abu Talib, who saw the determination of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who brought Nabi alayhi salam up. Allahu Akbar, it is said Nabi alayhi salam tells his uncle is there on his deathbed. Nabi alayhi salam comes to one side and he says, "Oh my uncle, today just whisper in my ear, you are in the throes of death. Just whisper in my ear, Kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And I promise inshallah, I will make sifarish or intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah." Hi, ulama say, Abu Talib dies with these words on his tongue. That what would the girls in the gullies of Makkah say if Abu Talib has to accept this Islam and he leaves this world without iman?
To lose money is to lose nothing. To lose health is to lose something. Because all wealth can't replace health. But to lose iman? And who can understand except the one with iman? To lose wife a man can get. Child a man can get. Probably parents we can't get. But to lose iman? If there's a dua to make, it is this. It's the last days. For what, my beloved? That Allah just protect our iman. Wallah, no food, we can still exist. No health, we'll make it till when Allah wants. Whatever the condition is, nobody can take us or make us. Nobody can give us life or death. It's all in the hands of this one Allah. But my beloved brothers, to die without iman? Just imagine Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, that person who leaves without iman, he'll tell Allah, "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, return me back to the world and I'll collect all the gold, but ransom me on this day." And Allah's answer will be, "Never, never, never." Exactly like a child that is born without a hand. There's no doctor, there's no physician, there's no technology or science that can take that mother and, or rather take that child and put back in the mother's stomach so that that hand can be reformed and that child can come out. Wallah, my respected brothers, the person who leaves this world without iman. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah is about to leave the world. He's saying, abi nahi, not as yet, not as yet. His son says, this is the time to recite kalima. He says, shaitan is telling me even up to now that you've beaten me. And I'm telling him, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. Ulama say the effort of shaitan on a person's entire lifetime is 1%. And Allah forgive, on his deathbed is 99%. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah, he said, I met 30 sahaba. And every one of them only feared one thing. Hope we are not a munafiq. I hope I'm not a munafiq. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu has the list of all the hypocrites. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there to Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. Astaghfirullah. Umar radiallahu anhu goes. Nabi alayhi salam had granted Huzaifa radiallahu anhu the entire list of the munafiqs. Umar radiallahu anhu goes to him. Who's Umar? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into Jannat, he said, I saw the palace of an extremely handsome youth. I'm from amongst the Quraysh. And I really thought it would be for me. And when I was about to enter it, I was told, this is not yours. This is the palace of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Yet, Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Huzaifa radiallahu anhu and says, oh Huzaifa, is my name also included in the list of the hypocrites? Wallah, wallah, my beloved brothers, there cannot be any alim, or hafiz, or tabliki, or the greatest buzruk in this time living, who can say, I got guaranteed that I'm going to go with iman. There's no human being who can say, my action is that which is significant. Imagine, Allahu Akbar, like how the Urdu poet says, na mojo me darya, na darya me pani, na Adam, na Hawa, na Isa, na Musa, na tore tu tarti, na zabur utarte, Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hote. That great Nabi of Allah, that great Nabi of Allah, is making dua, Allah mahasibna hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, give me an easy death. Give me an easy reckoning. Ma'aisha radiallahu anhu says, oh you, Nabi Allah, for whom Allah has promised then even if there was a sin, by the qasam of Allah, we go close to sin. Sin would never even come close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he is making dua. Oh Allah, give me an easy reckoning. Aisha radiallahu anha says, oh my beloved Nabi, you. He says, oh Aisha, with tears in his eyes, even I can only go to Jannat by the mercy of Allah. My brothers, this is the passage we all have to pass. Rich and poor is just a condition, temporarily. How many started rich, ended up poor? How many started healthy, ended up sick? How many were leaders gone? Ask those elderly people with white beards. There was a total white regime. Where are they today? Where's the ruins of kings? What pleasure is on this earth that hasn't got a taint of sorrow? Which desire of a human being is such on this earth that a man can say, I know my desire will be fulfilled? By the qasam of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, the entire world, whatever it contains, hasn't got the capacity to fulfill one human being's desire. Because the place of desire is not this earth. The best car is second hand. The most beautiful wife in one day is old. The best food comes out. The nicer the food, the smell is so foul. That's why Nabi alayhi salam's reaction, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a Nabi we got, who showed us the truth. The truth. You see, a group of people came. Nabi alayhi salam, somebody comes to South Africa and said, let's take them where? Cape Town, Chapman's Peak, Eastern Transvaal, this place. You see, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he took a group of Sahaba. He said, where he took them? He said, he took them to a dunghill. And he said, do you recognize all these carcasses of these big animals? And Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Sahaba's intelligence is when they showed Nabi alayhi salam, they know nothing. They say, a man who thinks he knows is a fool. The first step to knowledge is to know that we know nothing. They say, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba, even if Nabi alayhi salam had to ask what time of the day it is, Sahaba would say, Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. So Nabi alayhi salam takes them and he shows these big carcasses of animals and he asks them, what is this? Sahaba don't say, Nabi alayhi salam say, these are those riding beasts which people rode on with pride and arrogance, and today this is its end. And there were rags of clothes lying around there. He asked, what's this? He said, this was those clothes which people wore with pomp and show. Today this is its end. And it was excreta. And he asked, what's this? He said, this is that delicacies that people partook of. And today this is its end. What is this world? Ye dunya dhoke ka ghar, machar ka par, makri ka jala, ghamo ka ghar. This whole world is nothing. Nothing. Allah says, mataul ghurur. Allahu Akbar, we don't even like to give the translation. What ulama ikram say, what it's worth. A total house of deception. Not equal in strength to a spider's web. Smaller than the wing of a mosquito. And after all, nothing, but nothing, but nothing, but a house of grief. Huh? What's this dunya? Imagine a king walks into his... You know, they say when a man loves something, he likes to see that the late hour of the night. Like how the friends of Allah stand in tahajjud and they shed those warm tears. And they say, wallah, on this earth, there'll never be any equivalent to the pleasure that the friend of Allah gets shedding those beautiful tears, especially in this beautiful night. When the angels all come down and ask the slaves, what do you want? And Allah himself comes down to the first heaven and say, oh my slaves, what do you want? Oh my slaves, what do you want? Huh? I say, Allahu Akbar. That king also had a desire to see his earnings and his treasury. You see, where the heart is, my beloved brothers. So he walks into his treasury. And the first thought that comes into this king's heart is that I've got sufficient for 10 of my generations. And Allah so makes it that the treasurer for somehow thinks that I left the door of the treasury open. He goes, rushes and closes the door. One day passed, nobody can find the king. 2 days passed, nobody can find the king. 3 days passed, nobody can find the king. Until there's a foul smell that comes out of that treasury. And they run. By that time the king was dead. Stomach bloated. In fact, bust. But on his chest, he had a little note that he left. written on his, it was left on his chest. On it was written, I had sufficient for 10 of my generations, but I died without a piece of dry bread. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Wealth can't do. Shop can't do. Job can't do. Gun can't do. Bomb can't do. Nobody but nobody can do. Illallah. Only one Allah does. Only one Allah did. Only one Allah is doing. Only Allah will do. Nobody's intelligence can do. Nobody's planning can do. Nobody's scheming can do. Only Allah does. That's why it is said, we say to our dead hearts daily, more than daily, hourly, more than hourly, second by second, address this dead heart to say, Allahu Akbar. Walk into our shops and say, you don't provide, my Allah provides. See that big man so-called and say, you can't do anything, Allah does. See life and say, you can't, Allah does. See food and say, you can't, Allah does. See child and say, you can't, Allah does. See father and say, you can't, Allah does. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said to the effect, hi, Allahu Akbar, our elders, what Allah, what wisdom Allah has blessed them with. He said, if anybody places security on the things that he owns, professes, possesses, whatever it is exactly like taking dry grass on a wildfire. What can the outcome be? We had a friend in Cape Town, his name was Abdurrahman Salim, Allah Ta'ala Falis Kabar Wad Noor, used to say very nicely, in Afrikaans, you know, a few of you must be understanding Afrikaans, although not common here, used to say, Baie gaan vir die brood, dan kry hulle sommer hulle dood. Meaning, many go for their bread, just to find themselves dead. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asks Allah, Ya Allah, show me the true worth of this world. It is said, three people, two gold bars, they're going together on a journey. As they're walking. Obviously, there's a need for food, hunger. So they take lots and decide on a particular individual, you go and buy the food. So in his mind, three men, two gold bars, how this is going to work? So he thinks, I'll do this. I'll eat and after that I'll poison the food. So the two bars will be mine. These two are thinking, three men, two gold bars, how's it going to work? They say, let him come back, we'll eat and then we kill him. So he goes, has a good meal, poisons the food, he comes back. When he comes, these two brothers partake of the food, then they kill him. Isa alayhi salam walks past, Allah shows him two gold bars and three dead men. What's this? Total deception. Where it looks like it's happening from, it's not. It's happening only by that one Allah. Whatever happened, he did. What is happening, he's doing. What is going to happen, that Allah alone is going to do. Who's Allah? Who's Allah? Understand, my beloved brothers. If Allah decides son, who can give daughter? Allah decides daughter, who can give son? If Allah decides, like Allah says in Quran, to some we give sons, to some we give daughters, to some we give both, and to many we give none. Who's this? Who's this Allah? Isa alayhi salam made Isa alayhi salam without a father. Adam alayhi salam without parents. Hawa alayhi salam from the rib of Adam alayhi salam. And more, Allahu Akbar, the Qudrat of Allah. In the time of Salih alayhi salam, a pregnant she camel to come out from a rock. La ilaha illallah. 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 How much this heart has to hear this illallah? Take our hearts out from where we think it's happening. Huh? Allahu Akbar. Allah shows his qudrat. For Bani Israel, Allah gives them food 40 years. Surah Kahf. 40 years directly from Jannat. More than that, their children are born with clothing. As the child grows older, the clothing also grows bigger. More than that, Allahu Akbar, the boys of the cave, Allah Ta'ala describes. Solar calendar 300 years, lunar calendar 309 years. Allah goes to that detail. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, them what a dog. In Urdu it says so nicely, na khana, na pakhana. Na pani, na pisab, na garmi, na sardi. Kutti ke saad, Allah ne 309 saal tak zinda rakha. No food, no excreta, no water, no urine,
no hot, no cold. What them a dog? Allah keeps those boys alive in the cave for 309 years. What the dog? Who's this? Allah. Who's this? Allah. And not only that, what a peaceful sleep Allah gives. That when they wake up from the sleep, one asks the other one, how long you slept for? And the one says, I think a day. And the other one says, no, a day is too long. It's only part of a day. Time didn't move. In whose hand is time? Allah. Around it, cold from who? Hot from who? Life from who? Death from who? Respect from who? Dignity from who? La ilaha illallah. We have to say this. And khudai qasam, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. We have been sent not for this world. Yes, we are. Doesn't mean don't work, don't do this. Even that means that it is only meant for the akhirat. It's a test and trial. So my beloved brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never called a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant intelligent. Instead he said, the one who prepares for his death, remembers his death, he is the most resolute and most intelligent of men. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to prepare us for this. He left Sahaba in such a state that if they saw the morning, they didn't expect the evening. My brothers, this Ramadan, let's make a decision with Allah. For some of us, probably 99% of our life is gone. What hope can we have on this world? What position? What desire? Wallah, the goodness of dunya is when we negate it. When we turn against it. And the goodness of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain had so much yakin in akhirat. Imagine a Sahabi is made shaheed. As he's made shaheed, he says, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I'm triumphant. The killer is asking the person next to him, which triumph is he talking about? Which success is he talking about? The person tells him, his soul has already sped to Jannat. The killer becomes a Muslim. Allah, our Jannat is there. Our elders say, we made three great sins, three great gunas that this ummah made. He say, we forgot Jannat is our house. We forgot to take the whole of mankind to Jannat. It's our responsibility. It's our purpose of creation. And the third thing is, now we put our hands on the Jannat of the kafir. They are also in problems, parishani and anxiety. We are also in problems, parishani and anxiety. Our risk has been, my beloved brother, our risk got nothing to do with those jobs and shops and degrees and positions. Allah says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَدُونَ. Your sustenance descends from the sky. What you own is not yours. What you earn is not yours. What you inherited is not yours. What you ate is yours. What you wore is yours. What you send ahead to the bank of Allah, that is yours. Besides that, we are nothing, nothing but a rented donkey carrying from birth to death, that is going to be a trust in this world and an answerability on the day of Qiyamah. We are that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala said, oh my beloved Nabi, if you want the mounds of Makkah to be made into gold for you, we'll make it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Allah, give me one day of food so I can make shukr to you, and keep me hungry one day so that I can cry before you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the only food me and Bilal radiallahu anhu had for an entire month was that amount of food that could fit under the armpit of Bilal radiallahu anhu. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, for 3 moons, the equivalent of 2 months, the stove was not lit in the greatest for whom Allah created this world in his house. Somebody asked, how did you manage? He said, on 2 black things. Say, what's that? Said, water and dates. This mission, this purpose, that this deen had to come into every human being. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, the greatest munafiq. Others' munafiqat was not shown. His was shown. When he's about to die, he comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me your cloth for my coffin. Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, I'll give it to you. His son comes and says, who's a true Muslim, he says, my father has passed away. I want you to come and make his janazah namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to make his janazah salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes in between, he says, you can't. Nabi alayhi sallam said, Umar, you get away. The janazah of who? Your greatest enemy. Not only made the janazah salah, and after that Nabi alayhi sallam made, like Allah says in Quran, even if you make astaghfar for him 70 times, which ulama say, 70 is to show what? A large amount. Even then we won't forgive him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if I knew that I had made more than that and Allah would forgive him, I would make dua even more than that so that Allah could forgive him. Taif takes place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stoned to the extent that blood flows from his body. His entire body is jelly. At that time Allah ta'ala asked him, through a malaika, if you want, we can make these people living between these two mountains and crush them. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallah, if they do not accept, probably from their progeny there'll be somebody to accept. What was that worry, that pain, that cry for what? For poverty to become rich. When it came to poverty, our Nabi alayhi sallam said, I don't fear for my ummah in poverty. I fear for my ummah in riches. This ummah is meant, sent, selected, chosen, taken out to make every believer, Allahu Akbar, one who obeys Allah, putting akhirat in front, and to make that concern and worry that every unbeliever becomes a believer, to make every, Allahu Akbar, our work, to make every person come to the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar, bear witness of the iman of that person who comes to masjid. Give glad tidings to the one who comes to masjid. Become the person of the masjid. Let's make this decision with Allah. In this next few days, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, how many souls there must be? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed up the minbar. He said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Sahaba said, we never heard this before. He said, when I climbed up the first step, Jibreel Islam made dua. He said, Ya Allah, who hears your beautiful name and doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's curse be upon him, on which I said, Ameen. He said, the second step, he said, who gets his parents in their old age and doesn't make their khidmat or is not in their service, may Allah's curse be upon him. On that dua also I said, Ameen. Imagine in this covert, that father who earned for you, who educated you, who put you up. And when it came to his janazah, you said to the burial community, you do the janazah, I'm not coming. Even an animal can't be like that. Where have we gone? And then Nabi alayhi salam said, who sees the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven by Allah, meaning he doesn't take that opportunity to ask Allah forgiveness. May Allah's curse be upon him. My beloved friends, my beloved elders, my beloved brothers, it's the last of our life. These last few big days that are there, make that decision with Allah. Show Allah our weakness. He's the strongest. Show Allah our sinfulness, our uselessness. And the last, my beloved brothers, Allah wake me at that everyone who's here, 5 times a day salah from today till the day we die, sincerely from our heart. Ya Allah, we are going to make our 5 salah with Jamaat. Say Ameen, brothers. And we're going to make tilawat, touch that Mubarak Quran, the word of Allah. Make a little zikr every day. Allahu Akbar, visit the sick, visit the poor, visit the needy, visit the downtrodden. Allahu Akbar, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who visits that person, sickly or healthy, for the pleasure of Allah, the malaika make dua, ya Allah, may his walking be blessed, may he be blessed, and on the day of Qiyamah, give him an abode in Jannat. Don't we want that, my blood? It's the last 1-2 days of our life. All we got to hear, it was coincidental. There's no word like coincidental.